We normally catch up with Simon Harradine, but we've been talking about what happens behind the scenes at Artscape. What happens when the curtain goes down or before the curtain goes up, and all the work that goes into making a production, what it is, the choreography, the rehearsals, the costumes. And chatting to us today is David Pamplin of David Pamplin Couture, who is responsible for the wardrobe at Artscape. David, we're always wowed by what we see on stage and the intricate designs and the blingy, glittery stuff, but also, the things that are true to period in terms of costumes. And that we know, and we've now learned from Simon, is part of your ambit of work. So, David, we're very happy to welcome you to Jet Setting with Janet. We are interested to know all about the wardrobe and what it is that you do at Artscape.
My name is David Pamplin. I'm employed at Artscape as the wardrobe administrator. So my function in the department is to oversee all the productions that come in, that is outside, and our internal productions that take place at Artscape. We have a full-on wardrobe department where we manufacture. Currently, our costumes that we hire out is under the auspices of Cape Town Opera. So if any costumes need to be hired, it gets directed to me, and then I direct you to Cape Town Opera, who will assist with the type of costumes that you are looking for. We also avail the space for any outside production. If they need to manufacture, they would then book the space with me for the time period. They come in. They bring in all their manpower, and they then use the facility to manufacture. So with these outside productions, I oversee the whole process in terms of health and safety and making sure that all our machinery is in working order. So what happens with an outside production? They normally have a runtime of about 3 months, before their show goes onto stage. They will then come in, bring in all their equipment, bring in all their fabrics. And the process normally starts where they have the artists come in and they will do measurements. They will also discuss the designs with the producer or the director, and then they get started on the project. In terms of all the in-house productions, so what we see too is all the Artscape collaborations, as well as the set works that happen, the school set works that happen each year. So we see to those costumes, and then they also get maintained on a regular basis. Any production that happens at Artscape, once the production is done on stage, we freeze the costumes for 5 years. And then in that 5 years, if the production does happen again, then we have the costumes all kept one side.
So people come in with a production, there's a whole team. They come in with their fabrics and their specifications. You produce those. And then when
Yes.
you say you freeze them for 5 years, what does that mean?
That means that we don't actually use those costumes for any other production. So the costumes get skipped aside for that production. After the 5 year period, the costumes then go into a general holding area, and then they are made available to any other production who would like to use the costumes, or if the costumes fit into the specifications of their show.
So, in the time that it's kept, say archived, let's just use the word archived, in the time that it's not being used actively on the circuit, is it available for hire?
No, it's not available for hiring at all. It's only after the 5 year freeze period that it then becomes available for hiring or any other production that would like to use similar costumes.
Okay, and what is the reason for that, David?
It's because the costumes have been copyrighted by Artscape. So if the producer wants to perhaps tour with a show, then the costumes are made available. But the agreement with Artscape and the production is a 5 year freeze period.
Fantastic. So, right. So we understand the timeline, the shelf life of that costume. Now the 5 year period is over. It then becomes
I
available to another
understand.
production, or it can be hired out.
That's correct, yes.
Now, keeping that piece, that costume, David, what happens there? Is there special, like an air-conditioned room? If there's special lighting, how is that preserved?
Okay, at our warehouse in Epping, which has just been newly renovated, the costumes are kept in a temperature-controlled environment. The costumes are also covered in not specialized bags, but they are kept in a sort of plastic that allows air to flow through the plastic. So the costumes are kept in a temperature-controlled environment, and they are checked constantly to make sure, you know, that there isn't damage or anything to the fabric. So what we do is, once the show has wrapped up on stage, the costumes all get laundered. If there are costumes that need specific cleaning, we then send it away to be cleaned, specified according to the fabrics. It then gets stored. So the costume gets stored per show. So if you go to our warehouse in Epping, you'll see that the costumes are stored under the name of the show. So if at any time the producer says, right, we are putting the production back on stage, we go and pull the costumes as is. In most cases, it's not always the same actors performing in the show. So what we then do is we then do a costume call, which is the fitting of the costumes, and we'll see if we need to do adjustments to any of the costumes. In the worst case scenario, there are times when we have to remake a costume for an actor because they're not just the size, or they could be a size bigger or a size smaller. Then in the worst case scenario, that we do have to make a costume. But in most cases, we do basically just do alterations to those costumes that was used on the production.
I understand. So, David, in your time at Artscape, by the way, how long have you been there?
I've been with Artscape 12 years now.
Okay. So, in the time that you have been at Artscape, what are some of the adventures that you've experienced with costumes? You know, sometimes we see people perform on stage and something falls off, or if you're Janet Jackson, you expose more than you should. What are some of the fun adventures that you've experienced?
Fun adventures. We have actually lots of that. So because it's a live production, you know, you have buttons popping off, zips breaking mid-show. And normally in that case, we always have a little wardrobe department that works backstage. And we have two or three ladies or gentlemen that will work on the show. And then they will, you know, try and fix the costume, you know, while the show is happening. We've also had shoes breaking, you know, in the middle of the actor, you know, delivering his scene. So yeah, so we come prepared, you know, for all of these things that can happen on stage. We've also had where actors have actually forgot to pitch up for the show. So, in that case, you know, they normally have an understudy. So, you know, those are
Yes.
the pitfalls that we also have to look out for. And then, you know, what is not alarming, but what is strange is that actors would have their costumes in their dressing rooms, and then for some reason they have lost their costume and they've just performed in it that, you know, on the day before. So we always have backup costumes. So it might not be the same costume, but it might be something similar. And normally with shows, we normally give artists two sets of costumes. You know, because sometimes, you know, the running time between shows are very short, and there's no time to sort of do laundry in between productions. So we have two sets of costumes so that they at least have a fresh set for the following day.
So the drama is not
Normally,
just on the stage, David. There's a lot of drama
it's
behind the
not just on
scenes.
the stage. No, it's backstage as well. So it's fun and games all the time. Just about a month ago, we had an actor that, you know, he came onto stage, and we had pulled costumes for this particular production. And this actor just actually refused to wear underwear with his costume. And the
Oh,
woman
my
telling him, you
goodness.
have to wear underwear. You can't go onto stage like that because of the nature of your costume. And It was quite a mission, sitting with, but my belief says that I'm not supposed to. I said, well, you're on stage, and a lot of the time, actors come and you have to make them understand that they're playing a character. And the costume that we're putting them in, it's the character that they're playing, and it's not their personal choice of costume, because the actors will say, oh, this doesn't look right on me and stuff like that. You have to explain to them, but you are playing a character and this is what your character is wearing. So, I mean, the process just doesn't start there. It's probably been a 6 month process before that, sitting with the director, discussing costumes, discussing fabrications. And actors think, these things happen overnight, that we've just slapped the costume together. But the process going into making costumes can sometimes be sort of a year in the process. Like this year, we have been asked to do Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, which happens in December. And we've already got the ball rolling, in terms of what we are going to do. And we sort of want to present a different Alice in Wonderland with an African flavor, so we're going to bring in a lot of African aspects. It's going to be the traditional Alice in Wonderland ballet, but with a lot of African aspects in terms of costume and set as well.
Excellent. So, David, it's very exciting to listen to this because I always wonder how does all of these moving parts come together? And it's clear to us that there's drama on stage and behind the scenes as well, lots of excitement. And besides all of that, innovation, creativity, and the wheels turn all the time. If you're talking about a lead time where you're dropping a show in December and you've already started to prepare, it tells us that there's a lot of thought that goes into this process. And then, David, before we say goodbye to you, because we have reached the end of our time together, please do tell me, how do people hire a costume from the Artscape Theatre Wardrobe?
Okay, so if anybody wants to look at hiring of costumes, they can contact me. My email address is wadmin, ADMIN, at artscape.co.za. I have a few pieces with me at Artscape Theatre. If there's something else that they are looking for, I will then direct them to Cape Town Opera, who are the custodians of the costumes at Epping, and then I'll put them in contact with them, and then they can then make further arrangements to have a look at costumes. But what I also look at, I normally get input from people, to send me the images of what they're looking for, and I can tell them exactly if we have or if we don't have the specific costumes that we are looking at. Can I also mention that we have fabrics in our store that was used from when Artscape opened in 1971? So currently what we do is we actually design and make clothing for the CEO, Marlene Leroux. So we make up dresses or suits, whatever, I decide that she's going to wear, and we make it up in those fabrications. So when she's at an opening of an event, she also then promotes the wardrobe, and she'll say, the fabric that this dress is made from comes from the opera Aida or the ballet Giselle. So it's fabrics that are left over, that is left over from the actual production. And this is also how we promote the wardrobe. And those outfits that we make for Marlene is also available for people to use. So if you wish to wear the dress, you can contact me, and or we can also make something similar for you if you are, if you like that particular style or if you like that particular fabric.
Wow, that sounds amazing, David. And we have been admiring Marlene's outfits of late. Lots of creativity and innovation, and she's always stepping out looking fabulous. So that's good to
Thank
know.
you.
And what a wonderful way to repurpose the fabrics and give them new life, and create a new narrative
New
around them
narrative.
wherever they've been before. But to create new stories. David, absolutely fascinating chatting to you. It's been great to understand what happens behind the scenes in the wardrobe department at the Artscape Theatre. It's really quite interesting. And to contact you, if you can please repeat that email address again. I think that would be most helpful for our listeners.
Okay, the email address is wadmin, that's WADMIN at artscape.co.za.
Excellent. Lovely chatting to David Pamplin. Thank you for the creativity and bringing so many wonderful things to life on stage for us.
Thank you for having me on your podcast, Janet.
All the best.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.